It was 1 year ago today. The first school district in Massachusetts shut down because of the pandemic. The Everett superintendent announced public schools in her city would stay closed for several weeks because of the fast-spreading coronavirus. For a look back at that decision, we're joined now by Everett Superintendent Priya Tahiliani. Superintendent, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about making that decision last year. It's my understanding you were just on the job for a few days.
Yes, that's correct. So I had my first day was March 2nd, the previous Monday. So this was my ninth day on the job. So yeah, it was a pretty intense decision to have to make that early on.
And why did you make it? What caused you to say this needs to happen now?
You know, we were looking at the data and you know, the numbers were really spiking at that time. We'd actually had several instances just in that past week where we had had students who had been on field trips where they were then identified as close contacts and those locations were closing down. I had received several, you know, concerned emails and phone calls from parents and staff. And again, then everything you were seeing on the news demonstrated that this wasn't really going anywhere for anytime soon. So we, myself and the mayor, collaborated and looking at the data, we made the decision to close.
Now, at the time, you had said the move might be too proactive. Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't. You know, I do think that the decision that I made and when I made it was definitely based on the fact that I hadn't been on the job for so long. So I perhaps would have done things differently now. But do I regret that? No, I actually think that perhaps my inexperience at that point was a benefit because I wasn't really looking at anything except for the safety of our students.
And where are the schools now in Everett in regards to starting in-person learning?
So we are actually very excited that we will be bringing back our students in substantially separate classrooms on March 29th, 5 days a week, so for full in-person. And then the following Monday on April 5th, we're bringing back all our kindergartners through fifth graders, also 5 days a week, full in person. And then we have not established the exact date, but our plan is to bring back, as the state has mandated as well, 6 through 8, right after April vacation. So that we haven't established that date exactly yet, but we're looking at that and also looking at when we can bring back our high schoolers.
Mm-hmm. And you're in the process of getting teachers and everyone vaccinated, right?
Actually, that we have some great news on that front. So we partnered with the city of Everett, with our mayor, and with the Cambridge Health Alliance, who offered us 300 vaccines over yesterday and today. We didn't believe that that was going to be enough to vaccinate everybody. We thought we would, of course, need to do a couple of second rounds of clinics, but we were excited to get such a substantial start. But actually, based on the, you know, the numbers of people who actually wanted it and those who hadn't already received an appointment, we actually were able to go above the 300. So we have about 335 appointments after the end of today. And after that point, we will have extended the offer of a vaccination to every single staff member. And then and been able to vaccinate all those who replied yes.
Mm-hmm. So most of the teachers will be vaccinated by the time you open.
That's exactly right.
How would you grade the guidance you've gotten from the state over the past year?
Ah, that's a great question. As a teacher, I know that grading is so subjective. So I would
give us
that
caveat.
Right. You know, it's funny because it's hard for me to grade only because I understand the different pressures that they're under. So in the same way that we've had to give guidance to our staff and our families, and we've kind of been, you know, pulled in a lot of different directions and have to keep a lot of different things in mind when we're making those decisions, I know that they've had to do the same.
So BC,
you know, I'd give them a B.
Okay. Yeah. And do you think Everett will be able to get back to normal by the fall?
It depends on what you, what we define as normal, I guess. I do believe that we'll be able to be back in person. I do think that, you know, everything's going to look different for a really long time.
All right. Everett School Superintendent Priya Tihiliani, thanks so much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Well, thank you so much for having me.